For May 24th, 2018, it's the Lullabot Podcast. It's the Lullabot Podcast, episode 224. I'm Matt Cleve, senior developer at Lullabot. With me, as always, co-host of the show, senior front-end developer, Mike Herschel. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
We're getting the band back together.
Yeah, back on the wagon.
We're getting the Lullabot Podcast rolling again after a little bit of a springtime break.
Chugga-chugga.
Hey, we've kind of been on this theme, even with a couple of months off, of talking about the latest, greatest, what's happening in Drupal 8, the cool things that people need to know about if they're going to be building a Drupal 8 website or want to be involved with building Drupal 8.
Yep, absolutely. And there's been a whole bunch of stuff happening within the Workspace and Workflows initiative.
Workspace and Workflow, those sound like the a couple of things that are those like, I forgot about, but turns out the client actually wants it at the end of the project, so stuff kind of gets shoehorned in and it can be kind of frustrating if you don't understand what's going on.
It's kind of funny how that works.
Yeah. Well, it's not like obvious, you know, it's not the pretty comps that most people, you know, have.
Yep. So with us, we have two great people from the Workspace, have worked on the Workspace module and core. First up, we have Andre Mateiesco, who is a Drupal research engineer at Pfizer. What do you do as a Drupal research engineer, Andre?
Hi. So first of all, it's nice to be here.
Thank you.
Glad you're here.
Yeah. What I do at Pfizer is I work on core mostly.
All right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. You are from Romania, just in case you didn't know. A. Mateiesco on Drupal.org, and according to our other guest, Tim, you literally did everything on the Workspace module, so thanks for that.
And speaking of our other guest, Tim, we have Tim Millwood. He's a Drupal architect at AppNovation, Tim Millwood on Drupal.org. He's from Wales in the UK, working on the Workspace Contrib module. Hi, Tim.
Hello, how are you doing?
So Workspace and Workflow in core. So if one of you guys want to just jump out and say, you know, what is it? What's going on? Why is it important?
Yeah, so Workspace is a new module into core. It got into the 8.6 development branch last week or the week before, last week maybe. And so it's a module which has made its way from Contrib space and now into core, and it allows you to create a full site preview so you can generate all of your content in a sort of preview environment. You can create multiple versions of your site, and whichever one you want to push live, you can push live. So an example that's always pushed around is maybe a presidential election or a football game where you don't know who's going to win, so you can create all of the content for both parties winning, and then whichever one wins you can push it live. So yeah, it's a pretty great system.
So I can go ahead and create content, move it around, throw up new blocks, new, I don't know, panel panes or whatever I'm using, and publish that to a workspace, and then I can have stakeholders preview that, make sure it looks good, and at that point just publish that whole thing all at once?
Pretty much, yes. Currently, from a technical point of view, we support entity types which are both revisionable and publishable. So in core, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, that's node, block content, and media. And you can create all those in your workspace and push those up. But hopefully we're going to make more entity types in core revisionable and publishable. We've got patches in the issue queue for taxonomy terms and menu links and comments and all the other entity types.
Yeah, so based on your example earlier, blocks would be not exactly working as you would expect in 8.6 because blocks are config entities, And workspaces currently works only with content entities. And like Tim said, publishable and revisionable content entities. But we will have to look into making config work as well. So blocks and panels and all that.
Gotcha. So because blocks are not publishable, it doesn't fit in. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So what's actually happening under the hood? When you're creating, say, this state of, you know, my candidate won the election, what are you actually building? It's a workspace? Is it an entity? Is it like, what are you building?
So we're building on top of the revision system provided by the entity API, which currently provides two types of revisions. One is the default revision, which is the one that most site visitors see when they look at your website. And when we want to create a preview of an entity, we create a pending revision, that's how we call it, which is something that is not usually live. I mean, it could be, but it's not a common case.
Sure, there's just another revision of a piece of content that's out there. But exactly. Something is referencing that revision, right? Or a set of revisions, like for a couple of nodes or whatever's on the page.
We keep track of a set of pending revisions, and that group of pending revisions basically make up a workspace.
So how does this work with the caching system? Like, is it all have the cache tags integrated in and everything?
So actually, it works great with the caching system. For render caching, we provide mandatory cache context, which is used as a cache key for every render cache item. So your render cache is per workspace, basically. And entity cache still works. The persistent cache is used, like in a regular Drupal installation. The only difference is that we don't use the persistent entity cache when you're in a non-default workspace.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so the main takeaway, I think, from this is that your live site is not impacted at all in terms of performance. So the default workspace only works with the default revisions of entities, and that works like a regular Drupal site.
Is it possible to serve multiple workspaces to anonymous people to do some type of A/B testing or something like that?
What a cool idea.
Yeah, that's not yet.
I know this is all new. I'm just kind of flying off the cuff right here. I was thinking that would be pretty neat.
Yeah, I like it. So
could be done in YouTube, I guess.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the system, and a lot of it is kind of sounding like the site preview system that I've been on some projects that used on Drupal 7. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, so what we did with workspaces is that we took all the ideas from the 1.x branch of the config module and the whole deploy suite with multi-version and all the other modules, combined it with the CPS module from Drupal 7. CPS is for a content publishing system, I think. And we took all that and rewrote it for Drupal 8.
Is there any type of upgrade path, or is an upgrade path even needed for this type of stuff?
So there will be an upgrade path from the contrib module of Workspace, because a lot of people are using the contrib module of Workspace. A lot of big high-profile sites are using it. So we want to provide a solid upgrade path. So that is something that we will be looking at. The two systems are conceptually the same, but vastly different in how they're implemented. So it is going to be quite a complex upgrade path, but definitely something we'll be providing somehow. But I'm not sure whether it be ready for the 8.6 release or whether it be something that we'll follow up later on. But yeah, it's definitely something we'll be working on.
So as of right now, if I download the 8.6 branch of Drupal 8, does Workspace exist in there? Does the UI exist, or is it just the API? Or is there anything else that I need to do?
So there's a bare bones UI in place at the moment. So you may have seen a really nice fancy UI posted around on issue queues and blog posts, and Dries has mentioned it in his keynotes at various Drupal cons. That UI is still a work in progress, but we've got things like links in the toolbar provided by the toolbar module in core, which allow you to switch between workspaces and links on there to create a new workspace. And then there's a list of all your workspaces, and on there you can switch between the workspaces and edit the workspace and deploy from one of your workspaces up to the default live workspace. So there is a UI there. It's, as I said, mainly provided by the toolbar module at the moment and this various list pages.
Is it possible to have different revisions of a single piece of content in different workspaces?
Right now, if you edit an entity in a workspace, you're basically locking that entity, so you cannot edit it anymore, not even in live or any other workspace.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure why I would ever want to do that, but just thinking.
Well, I don't know. No. I mean, an entity might be used in multiple workspaces, right? So I could see that, Mike. You're not too far off.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Matt.
It's a very good use case for editing the same entity in multiple workspaces. But in order for that to happen, we need a conflict resolution API or mechanism in core. So that's why we are currently limited to editing an entity in a single workspace.
Is there anyone working on the API in core right now? Do you know?
We will probably work on it for 8.7.
Yeah. So there's been a little bit of, I've seen a lot of chatter on the internet as far as, you know, workspace and of course there's workspace and workflow and there's content moderation. Can you just run us down through the difference of each, how they are different? You know, I know there's obviously like content moderation is very different from workspace, but are those all under the workflow initiative or is workflow something different?
Yeah, so they're all under the workflow initiative. Content moderation was added as an experimental module in 8.2, but became stable in 8.5. And then the workflow module was split out from content moderation along the way. So it is a separate module in its own right. So the workflow module provides a mechanism of creating workflows. So it has nothing to do with content. It has nothing to do with entities. It's just a workflow, various states and transitions between those different states. And you can do with them whatever you wish by implementing a workflow type plugin. So content moderation is one of the modules that implements a workflow type plugin, and it connects a workflow with content entities. So to work with content moderation, an entity needs to be revisionable. So you can have the different states for each revision. And content moderation allows you to move your content between these different states, and you can have different publishing states as well in there as well. So you can make something published and unpublished. You can also make it a default revision or not. So it allows you to create these pending revisions in the same way that the workspaces works under the hood. So it's kind of like a first step to moderating content on your site. It allows you to moderate one piece of content at a time, whereas Workspace is kind of the full feature-rich way to moderate content, allowing you to moderate multiple pieces of content at once, as we were saying earlier.
Yes, and also a reason why content moderation is incompatible with Workspaces at the moment in core. So you can either use content moderation or Workspaces.
Is that compatibility issue going to be resolved at some point?
There are some ideas for that. For example, there is an idea to make content moderation use the Workspace API, at which point everything will magically work together. So yeah, it's still in a discussion phase.
Is it possible to kind of assign different people to a workspace and maybe have different permissions per workspace?
That was a very hot topic in the initial workspace issue. And so far the consensus is that per workspace permissions is better left to contrib, to experiment with. Because a site can have many workspaces and the permissions page will just explode if we have any per workspace permission.
Yeah, in the first version of the workspace module, which is in contrib at the moment, it ships with tons of permissions. So you can have permissions per workspace. So a user can only edit content within their workspace and can't edit content in any other workspace, or you can have permission to edit content in any workspace apart from the default live workspace, and so many permissions that it's just really overwhelming. But there are some really good use cases for sort of completely locking down your site so no one can edit any content, and they have to create a workspace to be able to edit content and kind of seek approval for their edits before they get pushed up to the live workspace. So yeah, there are some great use cases, but yeah, as Andre said, I think that will live in contrib for a while.
So nuts and bolts, what is a workspace? Is it an entity?
Yes.
Yes, it is a content entity.
Okay, so with entities comes baggage. Is a workspace revisionable? Is a workspace, can you comment on a workspace? I don't know.
It is revisionable, and of course you can comment on it. And even more, if you want, you can moderate it using content moderation.
Sure, sure. I guess that makes sense then. So yeah, it's natural that it's an entity.
Yeah.
And so are there references to the pieces of content inside of a workspace?
Exactly.
And so workspaces own a route? Is that true?
Sorry, can you say that?
Does a workspace own a route, a URL?
No, it doesn't. It works, so if you're in a workspace, it's using under the hood session negotiator, and that's how the site knows to which content to display based on the current workspace you are in. But for example, since you asked, we also want to add URL parameter negotiator, so you can change your workspace by appending workspace ID equals machine name or stage, or so you can change the workspace in the URL directly.
Yeah, I can see that point of view, just so you can maybe throw it by some non-technical stakeholders by emailing a URL or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. That's the use case.
And one of the big reasons that we made workspaces content entities in the first place, and this comes back from the original contrib module, is if you're using a module such as the config read-only module in contrib, so in production you can't edit any config, you wouldn't be able to create any workspaces. So we made it a content entity. And then you can create new workspaces even if you've got all of your config locked down.
So with workspaces being content, how does that? How can I deploy that to other environments?
technically you wouldn't. We ship with two workspaces out of the box, so you get a live and a stage workspace, which you could rename if you wish. And you can add new workspaces, but we see those as kind of a temporary workplace. The content is kind of throwaway. You push it live if you want to keep it. Otherwise, it goes. It's just a draft place where you work. So I wouldn't see it ever being something that you would push up through your dev stage production environment.
However, there is work planned to update the relaxed contrib module so you can deploy workspaces and its content to a different server. But the team can talk more about that.
Yeah, so the relaxed module is a contrib module at the moment as part of the deploy suite of modules. And it uses the same API as CouchDB to replicate content between sites over HTTP. So you can push content from your dev server up to your stage server, up to your production server. And this is something that we will be supporting in the core version of Workspace with a new contrib version of the relaxed module. So you will be able to move the content from a workspace between the environments. And so you could create a summer campaign workspace on your dev environment and then create a summer campaign needs review workspace on your stage environment and push it from one to the other. And then finally push it from there up to your live workspace on your production environment.
And that's the relaxed module?
That's right, yeah.
All right. Yeah, well, I haven't used that before. That's really cool. We'll include a link to that in our show notes.
Great.
We're talking about the workspace and workflow initiative. Man, that's kind of tricky to say. The work. I almost said it wrong again. The workspace and workflow initiative. It's coming at you with Drupal 8.6. Coming up right after the break, we're going to talk a little bit about actually jumping in and creating a workspace, how that process goes, and then on into the future and maybe how you can help out. Coming up right after this.
Hey, it's Michael Miles from the Developing Up podcast. Michael, hey, you're a Boston guy, and we know that New England Drupal Camp is coming up at the end of the year, but there's another big event happening in Boston.
In June, it's the 10th Design for Drupal conference from June 27th to 29th. What's interesting about Design for Drupal is two things. One, it's the only front-end focused and design-focused Drupal camp, but the other big announcement is the keynote this year is Dries. So that's really exciting. The organizers worked hard to get him to come, and I think it's a great opportunity to come to the Boston area in the summer, go to the Charles, learn some front-end stuff for Drupal.
All right, so Design for Drupal in Boston, and then we'll look forward to the New England Drupal Camp coming up later in the year. All right, keep your eye on DrupalCal, folks.
Welcome back to the Lullabot Podcast. We're talking about the Workspace and Workflow Initiative, how that just rolls right off the tongue.
You say it much better than I do. Yeah.
So we're going to talk a little bit about how this actually works. But before that, Andre, you just attended Drupal Camp Transylvania, correct?
Yes, I did.
Tell us about it. That is in Romania, which is in Eastern Europe. And tell us about the camp and how it went and what you talked about and if there were any vampires there.
Of course. I mean, it was Transylvania.
Yeah, absolutely.
Vampires are everywhere. Yeah, so it was a very nice camp organized in the Cluj city, which is right in the middle of Transylvania. I was there as a sprint mentor, so I was helping new people work on core patches or contrib patches, helping out. And I didn't really attend any session because I was pretty busy with all the people that wanted to help out and wanted to learn how to contribute to Drupal. But I hear that the sessions were nice from the other attendants.
About how many people were there?
I think there were 100. Cool. A bit over 100.
That's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like that you don't have to go very far to find a Drupal event nearby, even in Transylvania. So that's awesome.
Planning on doing it next year?
Probably, yes.
Yeah. Are the sessions mostly in English, or what languages are the sessions in?
There were only sessions in English because we had many international speakers. Spain, from Netherlands, all over the place.
You better go next year, Mike. You're the guy who likes to travel to those things. Yeah,
I know. I can do that. Yeah, get my bat wings, take my garlic and wooden cross. exciting stuff. So let's switch it back to Workspace before we go too far off and lose all our listeners here. Can someone walk us through what it actually looks like? And start at, these are the modules that we have to enable. And once you enable these, this is what you're going to see and this is what you can do.
Yeah, so currently the Workspace module in 8.6, as I was saying earlier, you install the module, and in the toolbar, you will see a big green live button up in the top right. So that will tell you that you're on a live workspace. And the big green color will tell you that this is the default workspace. It's the workspace that your users are going to see when they visit your site. And as Andre was saying earlier, we don't, in the module, we don't mess around with the live workspace at all. So the users get just as they would get in a normal Drupal site. Clicking on this big green button will show the second row of the toolbar, allowing you to select a different workspace. So we also ship with a workspace called Stage. So switching to that will now give you a big orange Stage button in the top right. So orange telling you that it's not the default workspace anymore, and it tells you it's a Stage workspace. You can also add new workspaces. You can call them whatever you like. They get a machine name and a human readable name. And as you create workspaces, they will get linked to in the toolbar as well, and they'll get their own orange non-live button. So then under configuration and workspace, there's a link in the standard configuration page which will get you the list of all of your workspaces, and from there you can edit the workspace itself, as in the name of the workspace, and the we store the author of the workspace, so the person who created the workspace, and you can deploy the content from that workspace up to the live workspace. You can make that workspace the active workspace. So there's a whole number of options on that list page. But a lot of the functionality within workspaces is very hidden. So you can, once you're in your own workspace, or once you're in the Stage workspace, you can just go and create content as you normally would create content on your Drupal sites, and it will just appear in the workspace, and you can switch back to live, and it won't be there in live.
So I have a question for you. Is it possible to kind of merge, like, all right, if I have three workspaces and I have, you know, I have the live workspace and maybe workspace A, if I create content on workspace, if I create workspace A and then I create workspace B, create content in workspace A, make that live, does workspace B automatically inherit the content that I created in the other workspace, or do I have to somehow pull that down? Does it work almost similar to Git branches and merges, or how does a situation like that, and how do we resolve that situation?
Yep, so any content in the live workspace is automatically visible within the other workspaces. So if you create content in live, which you can still do, or if you create something in another workspace and push it up to live, then that content is visible within any other workspace. So it's automatically inherited, as you said, by the other workspaces.
Yeah, however, merging workspaces is currently planned for Core, but it's also waiting for the conflict resolution mechanism.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so we'll be able to merge content from one workspace to another, probably in 8.7 when we have conflict resolution in Core as well. Right now, we can just push to the live workspace. There's no inheritance or merging yet. But the model essentially is very much modeled after Git with branches, merges. And there is also an issue open to provide an option to flatten a branch when you merge it or when you push it to live. So for example, when you have many in-between revisions with small edits, and you don't want to keep all that revision history, you just want the end result, which is the last revision, we will probably have an option to remove all those in-between revisions.
To squash it, if you will, huh?
Yes.
Yep. So is it possible if I merge the stage workspace into live and I realize I just had a big screw up there, is it possible to undo that?
Yeah, it will be possible. There's also an issue open for that and with some initial thoughts on how that could be implemented. But yes, this is definitely something that Core will need to provide.
Command Z.
There you go. I think the issue is solved.
Yeah.
How long has this work been going on as far as getting it going in Core and Drupal 8? How long have you been working on it?
Me personally, I think from November or even October of 2017. Team for far longer than that.
So I've been working on this for nearly 4 years now, I think.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Maybe only 3.5. I think it was DrupalCon LA, maybe, however long ago that was. There was a session there by Dick Olson about a lot of the work that he was doing with workspaces and the multi-version module. So back then, there wasn't a module called Workspace, but there was a workspace entity which existed in the multi-version module. So this is all something that Dick Olson created back then. So I started helping out with a lot of that, stuff back then, and it was very intriguing and interesting. So I was happy to join the ride.
Cool. So what were some of the biggest challenges with Workspace? You know, what were some of the big decisions that were made that got bike shedded on and, you know, crapped on all over that we can talk about and maybe bike shed more on?
the hardest part, I think, was
the color of the buttons.
Exactly. Apart from that.
Green means go, so that's a good thing, right?
Yeah. I don't know. You know.
Yeah, so a big shift that Workspaces brings into the Core workflow, let's say, is that many entity types need to be revisionable. And historically, only nodes were revisionable in Drupal 7, I think.
Yep, and before, yeah.
Yeah. And a big part of what we did as part of the workflow initiative was to enable all the other entity types to be revisionable as well. So we worked a lot on providing an upgrade path for converting a non-revisionable entity to revisionable. That was a very big effort, just like Workspaces.
Yeah, I think it's very easy to gloss over the fact that you have a non-revisionable workspace and magically now you have a revisionable workspace. But yeah, it was a lot of work and stuff that I still don't understand how Andre managed to make all this stuff happen, moving various data around the place in the database.
Yeah, that's something that ends up being taken for granted in general. It's like, oh, it just works.
Yeah. But it does take a lot of work under the hood for that.
Thanks for that.
So apart from this, also improving the revision API, that was also a big chunk of the workflow initiative, because everything we do, like content moderation and workspaces, everything relies on an entity being revisionable and also on a solid revision API.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of work done as part of the content moderation module around pending revisions, because pending revisions have always been possible to create throughout the Drupal 8 lifecycle, but it wasn't until content moderation came on board that you were able to create a pending revision from the UI, and that brought a whole load of problems. And now we've also got workspaces using pending revisions. So it was good that we were able to fix a lot of these things as part of the content moderation lifecycle and also learn from a lot of the stuff there. So we knew a lot more about pending revisions and what they were and how they worked and what they interfered with.
Yeah, and we also had to do a lot of work on the entity storage system, which enables all this revision fanciness, which was left in a... no one worked so much on the underlying storage since 8.0 was released. And there were many things that needed to be brushed up, let's say, here and there.
That makes sense. So if I'm a contrib module author, is there anything that I need to know about to make my entities that I'm creating, you know, fit within Workspace?
Yeah, so for contrib and custom modules, it's very simple. You just need to provide a revisionable and publishable entity. Publishable means you need the status field. And like I said earlier, for converting non-revisionable entity types to revisionable, there is an upgrade path in core. So you can use that in your own code as well. There is also a new base class. It's called the Editorial Content Entity Base, which provides by default all of the things needed for an entity type to be revisionable and publishable via some traits, which automatically add base fields for the status field, for the revision field, revision metadata fields. Yeah, so in a nutshell, make sure that your content entity type extends editorial content entity base, and you're all set. There's nothing else that you need to do.
Sounds pretty straightforward. That's great.
So what's the roadmap going forward for Workspace and you know, and how that relates to Drupal 8 and the workflow initiative?
Well, I think a lot of the work coming up, we'll be getting the UI up to scratch. So we've had a lot of work that's been done by Joseph Toff. And so you may have seen in a keynote by Dries at DrupalCon, these very flashy UIs for Workspace. So these are the ones that Joseph designed and that we're working on implementing at the moment. So there's a couple of issues that are open for that, because we're looking to use all of the off-canvas work that was done for settings tray, but we're going to be putting it at the top of the page. So the idea here is that the settings tray comes in from the side. It's part of your site. It's the settings for your site. So coming in from the side makes a lot of sense. Whereas a workspace is kind of more of an overarching concept. You can kind of have multiple instances of your site, and the workspace settings, the workspace switching would sit above that. So we have this idea of having a top tray that would slide down from the top, and from there you'll be able to switch workspace. You'll be able to search for the workspace. If you've maybe got hundreds of different workspaces, you could see the status. Maybe when we do properly support content moderation and workspaces together, you'll be able to moderate your workspace, move it between different moderation states. You'll be able to deploy up to the live workspace or across to whatever workspace you need to deploy to. So this is all going to be in this top tray. So there's an issue open at the moment that I'll give you the link for to put in the show notes, where we're looking to simply enhance the off-canvas stuff currently in core to allow you to have a rendered tray at the top. And then an issue that depends on that is then adding all of the workspace UI in that top off-canvas dialogue. So there's a lot of JavaScript and CSS here that we're not really that hot on. So any help or assistance, anyone looking to join the workflow initiative, we're really in need of JavaScript and CSS help, if anyone would like to join in on there.
Gotcha. And if someone does want to, you know, if someone says, hey, I know CSS, I know JavaScript, I got some spare cycles, how do they reach out, and who do they reach out to?
Well, we're both on the Drupal Slack and Drupal IRC for those that are still there. Mm-hmm. Also in the issue queues. So if all the links are in the show notes here, they could just go straight to the issue queues and start commenting, reviewing, and helping out with the patches there. A lot of the issue summaries link to clickable mock-ups of all of the designs as well. So you can get a really good understanding of what we're trying to achieve.
Is there a dedicated channel within Drupal Slack for Workspace?
No, we generally just stay in the contribute channel, which is the normal general channel.
Cool.
So we have some help for you coming as a part of this podcast, at least for the purposes of this podcast. In the past, when we've talked to people working on these Drupal 8 issues, we've offered them our Drupal Genie. Are you familiar with the Drupal Genie?
The Drupal Genie can do anything, and it will do it perfectly the first time.
You get one wish.
Yeah, if you want to wish for perfect test support, or if you want to wish for, say, like an API between content moderation and workspace and stuff like that, this is it right here.
So, exactly. So what would you ask of the Drupal Genie to be done? and it would be great.
Yeah, and let's start with Tim. Tim, what do you want done for free?
That's a very, very hard question. At the moment, I'm currently struggling on all of this JavaScript for the off-canvas dialogue, but I think that's a very short-term thing to wish for. I'm sure that will resolve itself over time. So I think my better use of the wish would be for the conflict stuff. I think that's going to be a harder issue to solve. I think there'll be a lot of bike shedding around that and trying to find the best solution. So I think magically solving all of the conflict stuff will be my best use of the wish.
That's a good one. I'm glad you didn't go for the easy one.
Good.
Andre, how about you?
Yeah, for me, I would wish that the genie would review all the patches that are in needs review for entity API subsystem, because like always we are short on reviewers.
That totally makes sense.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, Andre?
So for the question earlier, the short-term goal for Workspaces is to get to a beta status in 8.6. There are only a couple of issues which are blocking beta. And also, the longer-term goal is to have it stable in 8.7.
Right on. Tim, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. I think we've covered a lot of things, a lot of information, and as Andre just said, if we can get this to the beta level by 8.6, that would be amazing.
Yeah, the work that's been going in so far has been amazing, so hopefully everything will get in by 8.6. It's super, super exciting.
Thank you. Thank you both for your work.
Yep. And for our listeners out there, you can tweet to us at Lullabot on the Twitters. Rate us on iTunes or whatever. That's how people find us. And feel free to leave some comments on our podcast page. And so thanks for coming on, Tim and Andre.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.